What is up, Boardy, and welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because the Serious Board needs, absolutely needs, Serious Podcast. I am your host, as always, for what, like 61 episodes now? 63?
I'm your 61!
Host. 61!
61! I need scissors. 61.
I'm really excited for episode 69, the all sex episode. It's going to be great.
Can we please have Alti on that episode? He's the sex.
He's the only one on Boardy that's had sex.
He is.
But anyway, now here's a special intro brought to you by Myrrh and RPG or Whiskey Nick.
Oh, I'm not singing it, just Myrrh singing it. My voice isn't, I can't handle what? It. Just Myrrh, go.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart. A hand to hold on.
It didn't work as well as I thought. All right.
That was terrible.
I went right with Full House and Poker.
And you thought that I was wrong when I said it, that these episodes were not cohesive.
I thought Nick was going to join me. I'm sorry. I thought
Jesus, Nick, you cock tease. You're just like that Mexican that Myrrh knows.
When you're lost out there, when you're all alone.
Your guest host is Whiskey Nick, and he is... How deep are you into the whiskey right now?
I am 1.5 glasses in. I'm chugging it down quickly, Ice Hawk. I hope to be completely under the table by about 10 minutes from now.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Your sidekick, even though he's a sidekick, he's recording. What a trooper. What a trooper. Neon never would have recorded. He wouldn't have taken that shit, but Ed Bellis does.
Would you really want Neon recorded?
I have a
Neon would
have
hit, like, delete every podcast button ever.
Go fuck yourself. I'm recording.
Oh, you are, Wiggs?
Wiggs is here?
Wait, you're recording? I thought you said I was recording.
No one's recording, are they?
The recordings are canceling out.
I'm going to go with Ed's because of Wiggs' history, his dark history with recording.
Tested it. It worked fine. I was saying it during the pre-show. Hey, guys, I'm testing it. Say some things. And then you said some things, and then I tested it, and it worked fine.
If you're recording that, I'm turning mine off, because fuck that.
All right. Well, anyway, Ed Bellis, he's a trooper. He's still a trooper.
This doesn't change my trooper status.
You're recording man, not a bitch, a man, Wiggs.
Now you're a man. Man.
It says no comment to that, apparently.
Is this the musical episode of Serious Business? Are we all going to just sing songs?
That's an idea.
No, it's a bad idea.
That's an idea.
Ed, you can be Paul Abdul.
Yes.
And your up-and-coming star of Serious Business, Myrrh.
Hey, what up, Nicholas?
Oh, fuck, Myrrh, that was pathetic. Try again.
Yeah, I know, Myrrh. Everyone's really weak on the intros this week. No one has
any. I don't even get an introduction.
What the fuck? I introduced
you. Got an introduction. You got like 5 introductions.
We've spent like 13 minutes on introductions now. Can we get going?
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, and there's Chester, too.
There's Chester, special guest host.
Special our mascot.
Shut the fuck up. No. No, you're dumb. You're dumb.
My God, Ice Hawk has Chester down in the headlock. This is brutal man on animal violence.
Quick, is there a mailman around? We can feed to Chester. Get some packages.
I just waved a plastic bag in front of Chester's face, and he snatched it from my hands and just ran away to chew at it.
That's great. Your dog's going to choke to death on a plastic bag. Way to go, Ice Hawk.
Well, at least we'll be able to record, right?
This is already worse than the Justin Crossing episode of Serious.
Anyway.
Yeah, but now we have nobody we can laugh at in the Justin Crossing episode.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. Whiskey Nick, I guess we'll talk to Whiskey Nick for a sec.
Yeah.
Let's see, Whiskey Nick. We Came to Play has been on a hiatus lately. Is it coming back?
It is coming back. I had some distractions in real life, and quite frankly.
What kind of distractions?
Female distractions.
The sexy distractions?
The sexiest kinds of distractions.
This is Poe's RKOing. I can understand how you would have female problems. I mean, you know, all these women are so attracted to you because you can Orton pose, but then you punt them in the head and problems happen.
I punt them in the head, and my constant use of whiskey leads to unpleasant situations. I have a terrible, terrible temper when I'm drunk.
Yeah,
That story just took a turn for the dark. I was hoping, I thought it might be something funny. No, just...
Yeah, I've had some legal problems. I've been in prison. Women took me to court.
I've been in prison for a while, I gotta be honest. Also, for the longest time, I was considering getting rid of Rock as co-host, because quite frankly, Rock is, he's Rock.
He's terrible. He doesn't play any, real games.
It's not that he doesn't play games. He doesn't, he's Rock. He's apathetic and
kind of depressing.
Yeah,
also,
sometimes.
He may have filed a restraining order against me, but that's besides the point.
Well, there was the savage beating that one night.
With your story.
Oh, savage!
I was thinking, here's a funny story about how he drunk tested some girl and she's all mad at him. I get angry sometimes, and then...
Oh, no, man. I definitely wouldn't hit a woman. I'd hit Myr.
Anyway, so... you want to pimp your little chat, your little bro chat?
My bro chat, Friday night bro chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone should come, get really, really drunk, and watch me make an ass of myself. Sometimes other people make an ass of themselves, but mostly just me.
It's the best. I swear by tiny chat bro night Friday nights. It's the best in the world.
Merck is going to sweet gay parties, but he decides that's how good the bro chat is.
Exactly. I could be out having lots of sex with all of the gay people I know every Friday night, but instead I stay home and get on tiny chat to watch Nick get drunk.
And
does Nick pick up a shirt? That would explain it.
Is there shrimp cocktails?
There are shrimp cocktails at the Board 8 Tiny Chat Party. You have to bring your own.
Tell me more.
What percentage of the time does Nick take off his shirt?
I actually got a new shirt just for the Tiny Chat. Another reason to show up.
Okay. Actually, the main incentive isn't even to watch Nick. It's to make fun of Plum. Of Master Plum. Yeah, because he's Mormon and he fucking sucks ass.
Master Plum got a blowjob last week at Tiny Chat, or at least that's what I kept telling his Plum girl to do. I don't know if it actually happened.
All right, well, let's move on to the news. We've got our pimping in. Big story this week is Pump's Life, or Pump, mix of pun and plum. Pump's Life Sucks, Big Pun's Life Sucks, made a topic asking for money, and it was marked and deleted. And everyone got pissed. Let's go through the developments of the story. First off, Ulti decides to say it was me. Which
Isoc, why would you do that? Fuck.
I didn't do it, Nick.
You did. I saw you.
Ulti just puts things in topics to get attention. And that was one of his things. And then in a twist, it turns out it was Lefty. Lefty is the culprit. He tried to IM... the big thing was... And then someone with the tag Anonymous Painter decided to make an AIM tag and I am pun to apologize. And this is how that conversation went. Myr will be playing the part of Lefty, a.k.a. Anonymous Painter. And since Ed Bellis has such a good Mexican accent, he will take over the role of pun.
Looking forward to showing off my Mexican accent here.
Fellas.
And scene. So, Mr. Big Pun 9999.
He really added in the numbers.
I must apologize for this accident I have created. I never intended for your donation topic to be deleted. The only post that was marked was the second one. The one with the PayPal link. I fully expected that post and nothing else to be removed. I believed that if people so wanted, they would ask you for the link. Instead, the entire topic was deleted, and this mess was created. I also must admit that I was a little skeptical of the entire scenario.
Sounds like a really snooty butler.
I have since talked it over with a few others, and I now realize that I was probably somewhat rushed in my... opinionating.
What a bunch of bullshit string of words right there. I was probably somewhat opinionating. Ergo.
If you're apologizing behind anonymity, then you're not really sorry.
That's not Mexican at all!
Someone's been watching The Simpsons and thinks that's a Mexican behind the counter.
The anonymity was because I didn't trust that this would stay private. Lo and behold, I have 3 IMs from Board 8 Chat.
The call out.
I still stand by my comment.
Oh.
Chester.
One, my identity will likely be revealed before the day is out. Two,
that's awfully dramatic.
Promise to keep the contents of our chat private. I am fully willing to reveal myself.
Ooh. Pun is not sexy. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead on this next pun comment, then I'll comment.
Emon, just come clean to the board and that'll be that. If you're really sorry, I will. Who cares if everybody knows?
See, this is where me and Pun differ. If I was Pun right there, I'd be like, all right, I'll keep it to myself, bro. And then he would have told me, and then I would have told everybody. That's what you gotta do.
Exactly. Gotta bullshit.
It's worked for me a million different times, and I still don't know why it still works, but it works. Anyway, continue.
It's not like I can post this on the boards without getting moderated.
Every yeah. topic I've been making has been getting modded, so it shouldn't even matter. We're staying character. We're doing a dramatic reading here. Don't break scene.
See, I wanted to talk things over with you first, so you could understand that I never intended any malice. I'm not really a fan of massive moderation incidents like this.
Well, I understand the situation. Even though it's fucking retarded, you want to work a lick? I'm not listening until you come clean. So go do it.
That's the best voice. That's the manliest I've ever heard Ed Balas.
I didn't realize Ed Balas was Batman.
Back pod 9999.
He can do Batman. He can do Doctor Strange. He can do.
He can do every voice except for a Mexican voice.
I think the phrase "massive moderation incidents" is one of the best ones since mod user relationship. But see, I was Lefty, and I think it's pretty much mostly out on the board. I think mostly everyone knows, right?
Why did he feel the need to even fucking do that? Like, what's his deal?
Dude, Lefty? Because he's fucking terrible, that's why.
Well,
he's trying to save face before he's in the air.
What a fucking fag.
Lefty is starting to play the game. User of the year is close.
Do you want me to read the thing?
Can you post it in the thing so I can read it? I don't have it on my aim right now.
Ugh.
Lefty gave Ed Balas a statement for us to read. And
oh, God.
I will flatter him in... I will definitely be a flattering voice for him.
Oh no, I want to read this. I want to do a Lefty voice.
No.
Oh, fuck.
No, this one needs to be serious.
This is very serious. I'll be very sincere. I promise.
Oh, you don't have it on your aim here, Lee. Why do you keep closing your aim?
I'm on a different computer for Skype.
Ugh. Okay, I aimed it to you.
No, I need it in Skype.
I thought you wanted people's reactions to be genuine.
Well, don't look at the links. Don't look at the conversation, guys. Right. Be good. Close.
Yeah, I'm gonna pour myself another drink while Isoc's doing this.
I'm going to put it in private paste.
Oh man, these are mad skills.
Private paste sounds like something you'd buy at a sex shop.
Look, I need to buy some private paste for a serious condition I've been having.
I have some serious business that needs a little
Lefty.
Some serious paste.
Here is Lefty's statement. I would like to apologize to Big Pun for the mark I made on his post. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision, and as soon as I saw that the topic was actually deleted, it was one I wished I could undo. I don't expect anyone who disagrees with what I did to forgive me easily. But I would like to let you know that I truly regret the mark I made. There. Also signed Lefty.
Alright, he said signed Lefty, so it has to be him.
Has to be real.
Did you know that people who are left-handed have like a 60% higher chance of being fucking gay?
What do you guys think of the apology? Do you feel the genuineness? Wiggs, you've been quiet.
No.
Thanks, so Wiggs.
You're welcome.
Wiggs, are you still recording? He turned it off. He's going to sleep. Mur, how did you feel about the apology?
Wait, just a second. Are neither of you recording right now?
What?
Oh, god damn it.
Hey, Icehawk, really guess what?
I hate you.
Just kidding, Elva.
Anyway, Mer, genuine apology, yay or nay?
I think Lefty probably has some social disabilities, so I think it was probably genuine when he wrote it.
He just looked retarded.
I don't know if the him actually feeling sorry immediately was genuine. I think him feeling sorry once the board was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the whole anonymous thing preceding it kind of made it look bad. If he had just came around, I'm like, man.
Yeah, exactly. If he had just instantly been like, whoa, dude, sorry, that was me. Everyone, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry, Lefty. You're sorry you got caught.
But then he was like, ooh, yeah, he had to come be a fucking CD character with a mustache and like a low hat covering his eyebrows and be like, hey, I will reveal myself if you promise not to tell me.
God damn it. Now if I want an anonymous beater, I won't be able to make that account. Fuck you, Lefty. Whiskey Nick.
Yes.
How'd you feel about the apology?
Yes.
It touched me deeply. Lefty's words, eloquent, well written, from the heart. I truly, truly believe he honestly doesn't give a fuck about what he did.
Oh, the call out.
The call out.
Lefty's not worth my time. I have bigger fish to fry.
Like that glass like of whiskey. Chris.
Why would you market now, me in the first place? I don't understand that. What, unless it's like a spoiler, like what satisfaction do you get out of marketing something?
He has Asperger's. It was a spur of the moment decision, and as he said in his own words,
he says he believes that he was skeptical in the entire scenario, so he thought it was all fake.
People always lie about their dad dying.
Backhand it. I mean,
yeah.
They lie about themselves dying. That's what Bordator.
Like, say it. Say, hey, you know.
Yeah, no one here. I don't think lies about family members dying. People lie about family members dying to their workplace, so they can get days off.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Maybe he wanted a day off of Game of Accus, and he got.
There we go. All right. All right. Endgamer versus Lefty. Endgamer is the one that.
You didn't ask me my opinion.
Ed, I know you love Lefty, so.
Do you know what my opinion is?
Yes.
What is my opinion?
You love Lefty very much.
That's irrelevant.
How do you feel about the apology? You're the one that received it.
Yes. I think it was a silly thing to do, but I don't see what the huge deal was.
Gay! I wouldn't say silly, I'd say douchey. Would you agree with me there, Ed? Silly, maybe a mild word?
No.
Silly would be the gay term for douche.
Oh, that was silly.
Silly head.
I mean, if you are, I don't know. See, like, my big thing is...
I'll say this. Him doing that probably brought more attention to Pun's plight. Him being a big, fat douchebag might have gotten Pun, like, an extra $5. So, good job, Lefty.
So, it was actually good in the end, and we should be thanking Lefty.
I don't know. It just seems like... I don't know. I don't have any emotional attachment to the situation in general. So... it's just kind of like no big thing to me.
Nice.
Even if you are skeptical about the situation, which in the first place is ridiculous, like why would you feel the need to like end it? Like, no, I don't want people giving this man money because I think he might be lying. Like, if
well,
some
you're
guys
assuming act- you're assuming he marked it just for that reason. He might have just marked it just, you know, to see what would happen. Or
well, even if you're lying,
you're saying still has the mental capacity of a child.
I'm just gonna put it out there. Put it out there. Lefty might be racist.
Oh, he's pulling it out. We have a very multiracial cast on the show this week. So
yeah, there's so many shades of white in the cast.
I'm a crew.
I tan easily.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about this.
Vic, that's the funniest thing you've ever said on the show.
Even when Wick says something good, I'd have to put him back down. Anyway. Endgamer versus Left. Endgamer is the one that broke the story. Lefty's the one that ratted out Endgamer.
This is great. I love this.
Lefty's the one that ratted out Endgamer for their whole rallying thing during Use of the Year. Now Endgamer strikes back. Is this secretly the best feud on B8, Ed Bellis?
This is secretly the worst thing on B8. Like, oh my gosh.
I think they talk like every. They probably talk a lot during contest season. I wouldn't be surprised if they're talking there, but they both hate each other.
Yeah, I think actually it's kind of like hilariously passive aggressive, probably. Like they both just like can't stomach the idea of each other.
Yeah.
And then like when they interact, it's usually like, you should probably consider doing this in like this weird, when
it's a shame
way
for them because they hate each other, but they have so much in common. What are they supposed to do?
I know. They're like Goku and Vegeta.
Wait, yeah, that, the same hair. We're both
yourself really in the third person. I'm so confused.
What
is Endgamer the prince of all game facts users, or
no?
I don't know what the demographic there would be.
Or is Lefty the prince of all game facts users? Because if we're gonna use the Vegeta,
no, I don't want to classify either of them as a prince of anything, except pussy being a pussy.
I say not of pussy being a pussy, sure, but of pussy, no.
Conquering pussy day and night.
How this got out that Lefty was the one that marked it? By the way, did we mention that?
Endgamer.
Not.
Yeah, how did Endgamer find out?
Probably talked to him. Endgamer didn't reveal, but he.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say that I know this because Endgamer heard it from 13, who got it from, quote, an anonymous mod.
Oh God.
A bunch of BS.
So. Word to the wise, don't tell N-Girl anything.
Well, no. N-Girl can just tell who marked things.
Apparently she can't, because I read somewhere that mods can't see in the queue who marks a message.
You hear that from an anonymous mod?
Well, I heard that from Lefty, so I don't know how true that is.
Well, what? This is just a string. A string is a conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, it's layers upon layers.
Everyone's in on it.
Where's the Illuminati? Where's the Illuminati?
Everyone's a suspect.
The Illuminati of game facts.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if Endgamer and Lefty just got honest with each other one day?
And ended up, like, married?
No.
Well, maybe
I was gonna say like feuding for like
the
whole board.
Like, hey, we got honest with each other.
Why don't you make a topic that says Endgamer and Lefty? And then, why don't you guys tell each other how you feel about each other? Bam.
I'll be the mediator.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, fuck you, Lefty, you fucking faggot. And it'll be like the first entertaining thing he's ever done.
Endgamer doesn't condone swearing. You're not allowed to swear on the show. So.
I don't.
Okay, first of all, let me address that. Endgamer, I asked him when he wants me to be on the show eventually, and he said, oh, on our live show. Like, the live one that you can't censor at all, that's the one you want to put me on? Like,
well, yeah, the live one would make sense because it would require the least amount of effort on his part to censor you.
Endgamer asked me how I say
like if you were on like a recorded episode.
And Titus. That's he had me say Titus because we were talking about him. So he made sure that pre-show, hey, make sure you say Titus instead of Titus.
Did he try and say, make sure you say Aerith instead of Aeris as well?
No. No, but he did make me say Game Facts when talking about it.
All right.
Yo, I'm still pissed at that piece of shit for fucking Mizno. What the fuck is Mizno? It's missing number. Fucking learn how to say what it is, Endgamer. Like, seriously, you're going to host a show about the contest, but you can't fucking pronounce contestants' names properly? And another thing is Yoblazer. Yoblazer fucking calling Yuna Yona? Who the fuck is Yona? I'm done. Anyways.
So Whiskey Nick is clearly five whiskeys in.
I am only four whiskeys in, but I'm doing good.
All right, well, that's a good segue talking about the show because Rivalry Rumble. Do you care? Do you care? Wiggs, you're a contest guy. We'll start with you.
I care if I pretend it's a 1v1 because you can kind of do that. Just ignore the weaker character and then boom.
Yeah, it really is. That's what makes this contest kind of shitty.
Sup, Oracle buddy?
Ed Bellis.
Yeah, Oracle buddy.
How do you feel about Rivalry Rumble?
Yo, yeah.
No, I don't give a shit about this contest.
Well,
Oracle buddy.
I thought, I'll still predict it. Yeah, I thought that, like, it was a really terrible idea from the start, just because it was like, you know, why not just do a regular contest instead of this really bad idea? And
it's not necessarily the worst idea.
If people
actually voted, if we didn't already know how everyone votes,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we know.
I mean, like,
it's a step like tag teams, though. Like, this is like the next like,
yeah.
The tag teams. So,
yeah. I actually think the bracket looks like Alan tried to make the most out of the bracket. Like, we have some semi-interesting stuff, like
Phoenix and Gordon.
Sort of revamping the entire concept. This was the best he could have done, yeah. Basically.
Phoenix versus Gordon in the first round is pretty funny. I like that.
It's if we didn't already know how people vote, which is, oh, Link, you know, like, they're not gonna be like, oh, Link Ganondorf. That's a pretty shitty rivalry if you really think about it. No.
Yes.
No one would be saying that.
I'm calling now. I got Cloud Sephiroth. I'm calling it.
Oh, see, logically, that would be a stronger rivalry.
Yeah. Well, actually,
than, like,
my logic,
but
is that there's two different fan bases, right? Because you can like Cloud and hate Sephiroth, you can hate Seph and like Cloud, but like
Sephiroth
likes Ganondorf. I mean, come on,
Sephiroth. That's
anyway.
The Canadian way to say it.
Here's my question, though. So we all don't care, right? Would you?
Hey,
why the fuck do you assume I don't care? Maybe I really fucking care.
Okay, Whiskey Nick, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you care, and then you're going to say no. Do you care?
I do care. I love contest season. It's basically the only reason I exist as a human being is for rivalry rumbles.
So you guys care, but would you care more if we had Einstein, Hitler, Barkley, Jordan... And probably, here's one that's not even a joke, Mario Sonic.
No, I would care less, because the board would be even more intolerable.
I wouldn't, I don't really care about the joke ones, but Mario and Sonic was important, and that would have made the contest semi-interesting for me. But now, I'm just really looking forward to the day I get to see Tom Nook and Crazy Red lose their match in round one, because I'm just...
I'm so
proud of my rallying skills. You have no idea. First Nana, and now this. I'm just a fucking champion of rallies. It's,
Nana was more impressive because I'm pretty sure only 5 people nominated for this contest. So you could pretty much get whoever the hell you wanted in.
That's a damn lie, because I couldn't get Cave Johnson versus Lemons into this damn contest. Why the fuck did no one want to see Cave Johnson against a Lemon? Come on! It's the greatest rivalry of all time.
I think, Yeah, I think the main I just don't get when he was like, I can't let this in, because then a better entry will... It'll lose first round, a better entry. And then you look through the bracket like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I nominated Bub versus Bob.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard of Queen Slug for a Butt in my life.
You never played Earthworm Jim?
No.
Mario
Super Shoot did fall.
I think this contest would be 10 times more interesting with Mario Sonic, because that's a legitimate rivalry that I think people
Mario
might...
And it's
Sonic
one that could actually win. It could actually beat...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's clear. Right now, it's all...
Mario and Sonic together would snatch Link's weave so fucking hard, it would be fucking glorious to see, but Alan has robbed us of the opportunity.
I'm really hoping...
He'll give us
that
as a bonus. We'll get it.
All just so Game Faction look like a horrible bigot society of...
There's a chick in one of my classes with a weave. Is it bad? I want to snatch the fuck out of that weave.
You should snatch that bitch's weave next time she talks.
I'm pretty sure I have Hitler in like the final four.
It's a business communications class, and she was just like, her whole, you could just talk about whatever you want for the first speech. She just talked about her weave.
Is she black?
Very black.
You just said she was black.
Not only is she black, she's very, very fat.
Weave, because I don't really know what this looks like.
She is black and very fat.
She got a wee
fat. I'm getting
that's
a bunch
the best
of different
kind.
Hairstyles.
That's the best kind of black, is fat.
Fat what, black
which
bitches
one is with the weaves weave? Be crazy bitches.
Which one is the weave hairstyle? I'm seeing like 20 different kinds of hairstyles on Google.
Not a hairstyle, it's a kind
it's a
of
weave.
Hair.
It's a wig for bitches, but black bitches.
Oh, they're
like,
wigs.
They're not wigs.
Did someone say wigs? What?
This weave, and she was snapping her fingers like $200. This weave, $200. Snapping her fingers.
Damn, bitch!
Oh, I get it now.
Anyway, absolute best game contest. A game didn't even win.
I want to read like one.
We didn't talk about the show is back. I care about the show being back.
No, I don't care. I don't care enough to talk about.
I want to read one quote from that topic.
We're moving
Einstein.
I missed Denimer's angelic voice.
Let's all talk at once.
I'll say this. Yeah, we've all been talking to each other. Everyone, remember, I'm the boss, so let
murmur.
Me talk.
Someone say murmur. Someone say murmur.
I can just stop the recording when I feel like.
Oh, God damn it, I hate that. Here's the thing with the show. The thing I found funny is that Egg Gamer was like sighing, like, rivalry rumble. I don't even want to start the show. He was like so... And you know, Blaze was like, he hasn't even contacted me about the show yet. He has no passion for this. Then all of a sudden, one show, like 2-part preview show. He can't get enough of this shit. He loved it. As soon as he saw Rivalry Rumble, oh my God. He loves it.
Stand in line to see the show tonight. I'll be... What? Sorry, I got distracted.
The game contest where you can only vote for if you've played both games. Ever 17, a visual novel won. Here's an excerpt from the Wikipedia entry. As with most visual novels, Ever 17's gameplay consists of reading through text, accompanied by still images and music, and occasionally making choices that will have a bearing on the storyline. So, why didn't we nominate Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure, huh?
Dude, you know what was an awesome Goosebumps book? It was Ghost Beach. Ghost Beach was a great Goosebumps book back in the day.
The best one. Come on.
Wiggs, turn up your mic.
What?
Wiggs, turn up your mic.
Oh.
No one can hear you.
Turn maximum.
We'll talk into it better. Anyway. Well, it
looks like we're going to get a fucked up recording again then, probably.
Get a triple mouth. Triple the volume.
So the best was One Day at Horrorland. Goosebumps book, by far.
What did you guys think of this contest? Did you think... I feel like if anyone except KP hosted it, I like KP's idea. He's the one that came with the idea, so props to him, but I don't think anyone else but him would have let that shit in. So I think that's a shame.
I don't know what that game is. I honestly thought it was something made by the guys who made Worms, because it's like Team 17. I thought it was the same thing. I was wrong.
Wow, you love Worm-related... You were like, you haven't played Earthworm Jim? No, I thought it was related to Worm.
Worms Golf came out this week on PSN. That shit looks terrible, but it's got worms. Worms are pretty cool.
I thought Ever 17 was some kind of alcohol.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. One second, I gotta get another drink.
Yeah.
Speaking of RPG Lord, a.k.a. Whiskey Nick drinking.
I finished higher than all you bitches on the bro list. Fuck you, and I would have been even higher if I didn't lose my virginity thanks to Final Fantasy XI. Fuck you.
Bro list finishes. Thanks for stealing my thunder. Number 10. This was made by Commodore and Lox. Number 10 was Ryoko. How do you guys feel about that selection? Ed.
Wait, I'm spacing out there. What were we saying? The bro
you
list?
You fucking faggot, pay attention.
Mer.
It's okay.
Ed is skipped. Mer, how do you feel about Ryoko being 10 on the bro list?
Ryoko is a bad bitch, and she absolutely deserves whatever position she got. She deserves to be top 10 because she's much more masculine than the majority of guys on the board, and she's probably slept with more women. Just
yeah, that's she seems like the kind of girl I'd love to hang out with and not fuck.
Yeah, because we all know
what you really want in a bro.
RPG, how do you feel about Ryoko on the bro list? Just barely below you. Almost on your level.
Almost on my level. Hoes can be bros, so I'm totally for it. Ryoko's pretty bro as far as chicks go.
Hoes can be bros, but bros before hoes.
Absolutely.
RPG Lord at number 9. How do you feel about that, Wiggs? Do you think he's a bro?
Oh, yeah, total bro, man.
Number 8.
Wiggs! Woo!
Number 8, Cobain. Ed, we're the bro.
So let me just I didn't really go through this topic, but this was basically Commodore and Lox do write-ups for Board 8 chat regulars, right?
No, for who they think the biggest bros on the board. Not everyone
I think that's
was
what Ed is trying to imply.
Regular.
That is what I'm trying to imply, yes.
You're trying to say, but Ryoko's not even in the chat. I mean, mostly.
Are you suggesting
the people
just chill and chat are the most bro on the board? It's just how it works. It's not.
Chat is the fucking home for bros, just like Tiny Chat on Friday nights is Bro Central. Fuck you, Ed Bellis, thinking you're better than bros.
Bellis is so better about that on this list.
Yeah, you can't. We cannot help it if all the best users and the most bro users spend.
If I was on this list, I'd probably need to, like, take a shower and rub it off myself.
Look how Ed Bellis is so angry about this.
Ed Bellis is so butthurt that he's not a bro.
I am making such a frowny face right now.
I'll say this about Cobain. I think Cobain should have been higher. I think he's a total bro. I think he's top 5 bro worthy.
Cobain is definitely higher than Rusty. Rusty, who? No. Next. And sorry for stealing your thunder again, Icehawk, but I just got to because Rusty sucks so bad. Rusty being above me hurt me so deeply because he is not bro. His brain surgery thing needs to be forgotten. That does not make him bro. Rusty is a horrible excuse for a person living in Canada.
Yeah, He's too angry. He's too angry to be a bro.
He's just terrible. Like, if I could kill any user on this board, Rusty would definitely be my first choice.
Yes! That makes sense.
Game. We can make a fun game out of that. It'll be random conversations.
Sing it, girl. Tell him.
Oh, God. You're right, Ed. That's a new random conversation.
I know, right? Yeah. Here we go.
Anyway, Sep at number six. You know what? I disagree. Sep's too gimmicky for me to feel like too much of a bro. What do you think, Murr?
I saw. Who the fuck are you to talk about who's bro, Mr. Fucking finishes what, like 20 seconds?
Look at who's a slave to this list.
Huh?
Huh? I guess Rusty is more of a bro than you because this list is the definitive list.
Just so everyone listening knows, Ice Hawk spent 15 minutes fisting himself in the ass before we started recording. Just so everybody knows.
Oh, God.
What does that even have to do with the bro list, Murr?
I'm de-establishing your credibility.
Bro, you could be a bro and fist your ass.
You can't, fag. No, anyways. You
definitely can't. One second, I need to get comms input on this. I'll be back.
I think Seth was too high.
I love how serious Whiskey Dick is taking it. Let me
serious fucking business, man. This is all I have.
You have FF11. Don't forget that.
It's true, I do.
Number five, Alec. Pretty bro. Fetus bro. Crasty bro. Relo? Disagree.
Bros? You're disagreeing with Relo being bro?
He's a bro, but he's a little too conceited for me to feel like a top two bro. Bro's gotta be all about other bros. Relo's all about number one.
Bro is all about his other bros.
Relo's all about number one bro. He's all about... Oh, wait, could you see Relo taking one for the team? Like, oh, there's the ugly chick. I want to fuck this bitch. You gotta take the ugly chick.
He'd be like, Relo.
He's like, okay, I'll take that bitch.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to answer your fucking question. Would you not? Bah!
Anyway, I'm gonna let Nick.
Oh, shit. You just shut his ass down.
I'm gonna let Nick cool down. Anyway, Relo. Call him back in.
Serve up a nice cold glass of gore.
Anyway.
Sit down. Goddamn.
Relo, he would not fuck the ugly bitch. He would say he would, and then he'd start hitting on her as soon as you guys are talking. That's what I think. More RPG lawyer, go ahead. Say your point.
No, I was put in my place. I feel bad now. I don't want to talk to Icelock.
I have to say, Icelock, I'm kind of agreeing with you late on these.
Yeah, I think
Sep was too high. I think he's a little too gimmicky. And I think Relo is more about himself than he is about him as a bros.
Isn't it a scary thought when you agree with Icehawk over something?
Yeah. I think if Relo ends up with the ugly bitch out of the group, it's because he is the ugly bitch out of his group.
I agree. I mean, that guy, he's just not a top two bro.
No shade on Relo. I love Relo.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with him, but that's just how it is. And you know what? I think if they actually hung out with him in real life, they'd experience this, and they'd be like, oh, shit.
I would love to hang out with Relo in real life.
It'd be entertaining.
For fair. It'd be the best.
I hope he can freestyle rap. I hope all black guys can freestyle rap.
Of course they can. Do you not know anything about racism? What the fuck is your problem?
And Seth's number one. I like Seth's number one.
That's like the number one thing they taught us when we were going over to the civil rights movement in fourth grade. That all black people can freestyle.
RPG, how you feeling? You okay, bro?
No. You hurt my feelings, man. You cut me deep. Kicking me from the call, that hurt, man. I had to go pour myself another drink.
He's going from angry joke to sad joke. This is bad.
This is wonderful.
All right, well, this is your favorite section of RPG. It's the game section, so we need you. We need you at your top.
You didn't even talk about Cess.
Yeah, we did. We said, I agree.
What? I was drinking. I didn't pay attention.
You agree to Cess at number one?
Yes, dude, I called Cess at number one a while ago, and they wouldn't admit it, but it was pretty obvious, because who else was it going to be?
All right. Yeah, of course. He's a bro.
Cess! He's a fucking god of bros.
I could see Cess hitting on a chick, picking her up, and then handing her off to me. Just literally handing her off to me.
Cess, maybe not you, talk, but to most people.
Cess posted this picture in Board 8 chat a couple days ago, and he was just like... He said he was like shit faced off his rocker, and he had like his arms around these two girls who were like who were pretty attractive, and he had just the biggest like shit eating grin on his face. It was incredible.
And he probably handed both those bitches off and got his own. He's like, hey, This guy needs some help tonight.
Yeah, Seth is the best. I absolutely love Seth. He's the greatest.
Seth also likes The Price is Right, which is pretty bro.
That is bro. That's Dude. A very bro show, man. I can't tell you how many times
The Price
it was
bro.
After it
more
was fast.
I love The Price is Right, man. Good stuff. I wish I could.
The Price is Right was a little more bro when Bob Barker was.
Bro Barker. Bro Barker was the best.
Bro Barker.
Many.
You really should spay and newt mur your pets.
Oh man, you can never newt murmur.
Are we gonna
My
talk
favorite
about
game
in
Price is Right? Is cliffhangers.
Are we gonna talk about the fucking Brotober madness? Because it's pretty booming.
Okay.
Yeah, tweak your nipples at that mur, because you beat Ice Hawk in Brotober Madness. Yeah.
Exactly.
The only person who voted for Ice Hawk over me was fucking Dark X, who
Thank
was prepped as fuck.
Dark
I really
X
think so. I really oh. think they should begin comic books like that. Tweak your nipples at this, true believers. That's a great phrase. Like, why have I never used that before?
Let's move on to games. Holiday season, lots of games.
James.
Just gonna quick run through them, see if anyone's interested.
I don't care. We play Kingdom Hearts games.
That's pretty gay.
Let's talk about Kingdom Hearts yaoi fanfiction.
Yeah.
Gears of War 3, good game, solid.
Let's talk about Marcus Fenix erotic fanfiction.
Marcus Fenix Dom yaoi.
Yeah, I can think of the other guy's name, yeah.
Gears of War 3, very solid, good co-op, good single player, good multiplayer, very solid all-around package. Anyone play Dark Souls here? Nope, Demon's Souls sucked, so don't get it.
The same could be said of all Dark Souls!
Rage. Rage from id. I bought it solid. You know, it's nothing special, but it's
solid.
Did you
say salad?
Salad.
Salad.
Oh, man, with that Caesar dressing.
Probably a $20 value, I'd say. If it's $20, go ahead and pick it up.
Spread lettuce all over that rage.
Arkham City.
Really
anyone else pick up Arkham
City? Salad this game is.
Anyone pick up Arkham City?
I will after I beat Uncharted.
Yeah, I have better things to play, like Kirby. I gotta play Kirby before I play fucking Batman.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna wait till Catwoman gets her own game, and that's when I'll play a Batman game.
Let's talk about Arkham City. I really liked it. I thought, like,
wait,
I thought the plot was
play
cool.
It?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess
yeah,
you are a comic nerd.
Yeah, I thought, like, Bane was pretty cool.
Oh, I don't care about that stuff. I just care about the gameplay.
I thought the QuickTime events were nice.
You didn't actually play this game. Oh.
There might be a Keyblade in there that Batman uses. I thought that was pretty cool.
No,
man, the scene where Batman deciphered the code to beat the thing, that was pretty great.
Batman fights.
My favorite
with
was the scene with the glory
point.
Hole.
There's a fight where he has a sword.
There's a glory
That's
hole and a bathroom stall.
Yes.
It's
like the dagger of time.
And then Batman calls 867-5309 for a good time. It's good stuff.
I read a Batman and Robin fanfiction once.
Oh god, I don't want to know.
I saw Batman fight Link.
What?
Alright, so here's
a true story.
In my top moments list for the year, for games, Batman actually has the number one moment, which is near the ending, so that's worth almost playing for in itself.
Is it when he uses the sword?
No.
Is it when he butts Joker?
It's the glory hole part, obviously.
Also, it has number 16, which I will spoil. I will spoil the number 16 top moment on my gaming list.
Oh, shit, number 16!
Not number 16, that's like, I want to know that one. Do like number 19.
It's Batman slow motion uppercutting Penguin in midair.
In a world where Bat
the Penguin
it is by far the 16th
this uppercut. His name is Ice Hawk. Oh yeah.
Battlefield 3. I didn't like the demo very much. Uncharted 3, Wiggs.
Yeah! Uncharted 3!
Wiggs, how are you feeling about the beta?
Fuck this game!
Oh,
yeah, I finally heard Wiggs.
Yeah, that's
Wiggs,
what I'm talking about the multiplayer.
Beta.
Fuck the multiplayer, man. But I'm looking forward
what's
to
wrong with it?
Everything.
What's wrong with it?
It sucks.
There's this. I first sprinting is horrible. Sprinting is horrible. What's wrong with it? There's sprinting in the game, right? They need to completely remove that shit. Like,
no, I agree. From the beta, from the summer beta, I didn't like it because it's already hard to catch people when they're running away because there's so many corners and places to climb.
Yeah.
Now you're sprint on top of that. It's just like a lot of people just run away like bitches.
Yeah, and like they say that they made blind fire better, but then like they include a fucking gun that all can do is fucking blind fire, and it's like ridiculous. They're like. The blind fire is, like, they're encouraging blind firing and just, like, running and gunning and shit. It's not enjoyable as well.
That's the worst. I hate people that do that.
I'm sure. Now, have they patched it? Because on IGN, they said they kind of patched it to be more like the summer
beta. They do minor things. Like, it's patches that don't actually require, like, a download and stuff. So it's very, very minor stuff.
Because I guess people have complained.
All the comments I have are generally positive for some reason. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just hate it because I suck at it.
Fans are fucking nuts.
Maybe I just hate it because I suck at it. But I was so good at 2, and now I'm
bad at it. I can see the sprinting problem, especially, because that was one of the things I was thinking. Like, man, Uncharted 2 is already kind of tough to catch people sometimes.
I still really like the ideas, though. I like the idea of the
buddy system
power-ups. I forget what the name is. The kickbacks. And I like the idea of, like, sometimes dropping treasure. So it's like, do you drop your guard down and pick up the treasure? You know, and it doesn't really mean too much except getting you some points or whatever. But then, you know, you risk dying if you go for the treasures and stuff. And I like the buddy system a lot. It's pretty cool. Getting to, like, high-five your buddy.
I agree.
All the mechanics are cool. It just, this gameplay stuff is still bothering me.
The single
when I played the beta, they only had, like, two classes. And the cleric didn't really have a lot of options you could use.
What? He's not ready.
Tell me why I just completely bought Ed Bellis just now. Like, I completely bought what he was saying. I was like,
not a gamer.
I was like, there's a cleric in Uncharted? I'm so intrigued by this. What is that?
You guys are so funny.
Modern Warfare 3 should be all right.
Sucks.
Skyrim. Who's getting Skyrim?
Also sucks.
Oh.
I'm getting
Angry Nick.
I'm mad because of something, but I'm mad and games.
There's
suck.
A gaping hole in my heart and Skyrim can't fill it.
Yes.
Alright, let's move on to downloadable Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yo, Ice Bro, you forgot some games, I think.
You also forgot Kirby.
No one's even talking about him, so fuck it.
Metal Gear Solid Collection.
Hey.
That's February.
It's November.
Out Sonic Generations.
It's February. They just announced the release date. It's February.
It's November 8th.
Ivy the Kiwi Collection.
It comes out November 8th.
What about that?
Guys, remember the time Myrrh danced around drunk? That was good.
That game.
What?
See, it's delayed. It's February.
What is?
Metal Gear Solid Collection.
What about Sonic Generations? Isn't
Who
that out?
Who gives a fuck?
I do, because I have an opinion, and I want to express it.
When has people ignoring you prevented you from expressing an opinion?
Talk over to them. Do it. Do it now.
Okay.
You know what I
mean? Sonic Generations is completely shitty looking. I played a demo of it at GameStop. It's way too fucking fast. The controls are terrible. The camera's way too fucking close on Sonic.
Yeah.
You can't see three goddamn feet in front of you. You fucking just run into shit all the time, and all the fucking colors are going by so goddamn fast.
Yep.
I don't know why people want this, like, super speedy 2D shit, like, ooh, back to Sonic's glory days. Like, back on the fucking Sega Genesis, I could tell what the fuck I was doing when I played a Sonic game. I'm not all about the speed and just running into shit all the time. I do not get why people are excited about the game, or why they think it's, like, gonna break the cycle, or that it's, like, a return to form for Sonic. No. What Sonic needs to fucking do is go back to the glorious fucking Dreamcast days and give us Sonic Adventure 3.
Yes.
And it's not so goddamn fast.
Mer, yes. I fucking love you.
Yeah.
I agree with
yeah.
everything you Wings, said.
Wings just jerked Wings off the entire speech.
Mer, I agree with everything you fucking said. I think that the demo is horrible. I think they can improve it, like, 1,000,000% if they just pull the fucking camera out, though. That's, like, all they need to do.
Exactly.
Pull the fucking camera out, and it'll be great.
Exactly.
It'll be good.
We need to send this podcast to President Obama so he can take immediate action.
Ed tries so hard to get involved during the gaming segment. It's really cute.
I do. I try so hard.
Ed wants to know if Big the Cat is just, in the game.
It doesn't work.
Big the Cat was fucking shit. Big the Cat and Myrrh, they hung out. They were bros.
Big the Cat took me fishing once. We bought
Released also this holiday season is Rayman. I'm sure Sonic will sell okay because it's Sonic, but man, I think they're nuts for trying to sell Rayman for $60. Like, that looks great, but it also looks like a downloadable title. That's just what it looks like.
gay man.
That's I not a downloadable title.
I thought it was a downloadable one, too.
It's a fucking retail release. $60.
Fuck. Bullshit.
That's just not the market anymore. And you know, in the SNES days, they could have released that for full price. It would have been fine. Today, people expect that shit on XBLA, etc. So,
Rayman is not some A-list gaming series. He's not going to be able to sell titles like that. Like,
no, I don't get it.
Rayman is what you feel when you're on mushrooms. You can feel your hands, your feet, but you can't feel your arms or your legs. That is Rayman. Rayman is gaming on mushrooms.
Isn't that also Dynamite Heady?
Dynamite Heady also was on mushrooms, yes.
And also Speed Punks.
Oh, we got to get moving.
Don't forget All for One, Icehawk.
Icehawk's getting really mad because we're not talking about his shit. I feel bad.
Icehawk has to get super serious in the gaming section. I don't know why.
Icehawk, I'm on board with being serious. I'm gonna behave now.
I have my
I just
game
don't like when we take forever. Like, we're just going on about dumb
then
shit.
Then why do we even do the game section?
I thought
why
that we do people, this podcast.
Usually, I run through the game section like 5 minutes, and you fuckers are making it take like 20 off dump. Like, I like Murder Sonic Rant. I like that shit.
Maybe we should do one show more than, you know, once every 2 months so we don't have a million fucking games to talk about. How about that?
Girl, sit down. He just got told.
So quick. You just decided to keep saying stupid shit.
For a couple minutes until you guys throw this out.
I'm just going to go sit over here. That'd be great.
Yeah. Now, anyway, Downloadable Tuesday, Wednesday this past week, several games came out. Infamous 2.
We're still talking about games. Why are we still talking about games?
Festival. Oh my god, Daytona USA!
Yeah, Daytona USA came out. Some people are excited about that. Infamous 2, Festival of Blood. Apparently it's only 2 hours, and it's like $10, so not worth it. Pixel Junk, new Pixel Junk game. $10 for 1 hour. Also not worth it. War of the Worlds has sort of a limbo aesthetic, but it's not that... the platform is really clunky. It has Patrick Stewart narrating, which is nice, has really good looks, has good writing, but the platforming sucks. Zombie Apocalypse, Never Die Alone, kind of boring twin stick shooter. Uncharted 3 reviews, a lot of controversy over the 8 out of 10. Do you guys feel it's fair when people criticize these reviews of games they haven't even played yet? Wiggs, you're a UC3 fan.
I think in general, reviews of games you know you're going to get anyway are like pretty dumb. Like, you're going to get the game if you know you're going to get a game anyway. Like, I figure people are going to be like, oh, this game got an 8 out of 10 on a certain review site. I'm not going to fucking get it now because this one person, like, gave it a slightly below average rating, a slightly below perfect rating. Oh, my fucking God. Like.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of pointless to get all pissed about the way some people do. It is kind of odd. Why do people get angry about it? Like, you're trying to examine it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, what? They feel like some sort of misguided sense of loyalty to these franchises and these developers.
I think it's just because they just want it to do well, and they figure good reviews will mean good sales. I don't know. That's how it works on pop music forums. Everyone wants their fave to do well, but I don't know how gaming works.
It's, you know, I mean, review scores, all of them, like, combined can affect sales, but, like, one 8 out of 10 is not affecting anything. Like, its Metacritic is still 94. It's great. That's a great score.
Yeah.
I think people are just...
Even if the game got all 8 out of 10, who cares, man?
Yeah,
everyone is pressed. I saw.
I gotta be honest. 80% is pretty shitty. Things that get 80% suck.
Don't get me started on the rating system for games. It's
it needs. But the thing is, for it to be revamped, like, Metacritic would have to be the one to do it, and they're not gonna. So,
are we talking about like the how we only like something less than 9 out of 10 is seen as really terrible?
Kind of.
Scores don't matter on reviews.
Yeah, I mean, you get that problem with pretty much everything, like...
Music, not music.
I don't know, I mean, like...
The Metacritic scores for music are so low.
You can even see it in, like, you know, rating topics on the board where they'll be like, you know, 7 out of 10 is considered average versus 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this entire lower half of the scale that we never even use.
It's just gaming that seems to have this problem, because you look at movie reviews...
I don't know. I don't think it's just gaming, because I look at like other rating topics. Let me find something.
Maybe people.
Rate the saltines. That's among gamers that are being asked, and they're used to that scale, though.
No, but my point is that I think it's not just inherent to gaming. That's my point. Like, it's definitely happening.
He's saying you're interacting with gamers when you see this stuff.
Yeah, that's and that's
like, I've seen it in other places. That's what I mean. Like, I've seen it.
No, if you do not go anywhere else,
I would rate Salt Fiends higher than I would rate Majora's Mask.
I'm just saying, if you look at the Metacritic scores, you'll notice for games, way, way higher scores in general than for
honestly, butt fucking a goat's not that fun.
Spill that tea. What?
Music and movies, you see a lot lower scores in general, which makes me believe that they kind of have their system down. Gaming's is still, it's all over the place still. It's still, for some reason, just completely different. I don't know why, but just hit.
Those scores are booming.
Here's a link about it. It's mostly got game examples, because like I said, it happens a lot in games, but there are examples here about film, there are examples here about cars get ratings, technology, it happens like all the time.
Let's trust TV tropes for everything.
It's a useful link.
All right, random conversation this week. If you could kill one person on Board 8, who would you kill? Ed Bellis.
Oh my god.
I have to think about this, don't pick me first. I have so many options.
Wiggs.
Me. Just kidding.
Wiggs, don't comment.
Come back to me, I don't know.
Murr. I'm sure Murr has an answer.
I'm sure Murr already has like five answers.
Murr, say Exa, please.
Why would I kill Exa? He's a devil.
Oh, because it'd be hilarious.
RPG wants to kill Exa and somebody else. He's hoping someone else.
Oh man, I kill so many people! Can I just have more than one?
Oh god, no. It's a 0.0 killer. Nope.
The whole point of this is you can only choose one. That's what makes it tough. Murr. You know, I'll go first. I'll help you guys out. This will knock someone off your list.
Okay,
I'll kill Endgamer. I'd kill the fuck out of him.
Wait, who'd you say?
No! No, not Endgamer! What would we do without the show? Without the show, life would be meaningless.
Take over hosting responsibilities. Ed Blazer. Going at it. Also, no more Facebook stalking. Although, you know what? Endgamer does give me some of my scoops. No, never mind. I'm going to take Endgamer back. I'll kill...
I'm going to give the kiss of life to Endgamer and kill somebody else.
Who would I kill? I'd kill Shake just to get the job done. Someone's got to do it.
Damn.
All right. RPG / Nick.
There's so many options.
Oh, man. You really want me to pick one? I mean...
You can only pick one.
One user that I have... if I could kill and get away with, I would just murder the shit out of them. Would be Rusty, because he's so damn close. I would murder the fuck out of Rusty. I would finish with that brain tumor couldn't. I would fucking take that piece of shit, open his mouth on the curb, and stomp his ass into oblivion. I will fucking destroy you, Rusty. Fuck you. Fuck you straight to hell. You suck so damn bad. I can't wait to transfer to your fucking school and smear shit all over your goddamn locker. Fuck you, Rusty. Oh, this is my answer. I hate Rusty. Rusty is
college shows lockers.
Rusty's in high school.
Why are you going to transfer? Are you a pedophile?
I'm a custodian. Fuck, you don't pay attention at all, Ice Hawk.
God damn.
Alright, Murray, you find someone yet?
Okay, honestly, I feel like saying that you'd kill someone implies that you're, like, super upset and, like, pressed over them. And, like,
maybe
that you're
just a disturbance.
Murray, just fucking kill someone!
They're a disturbance.
Okay, well, I'm gonna rephrase the question for myself, and it's not if you could, because if I could, I wouldn't, because I don't want to kill anyone. But
Murray,
if I.
My god.
Fucking
if
gay.
If I had to.
Gay. So gay.
No, shut the fuck up. If I had to kill someone, just taking into consideration what would be best for the board. I'm killing Ulti and we're not going to talk anymore about it.
Did you make the top of calling out Ice Hawk a couple weeks ago, Mer?
Do you think you're a big enough man to kill Ulti? I imagine that would take at least several million bullets.
His wife is a big enough man to kill Ulti, so...
Low blow. That is a low blow.
Yeah, you can't make fun of someone's wife like that in real life. Thank God we're on the internet.
Thank God we're not in real life.
Thank God.
No Wiggs. Ramifications.
Wiggs. Maybe
I
some of those.
I would throw the brick at S Bell.
What?
I get it.
S Bell's dead. Ed.
Espel's dead?
Yes.
Oh, God, I have no idea. There's, like, so many options.
You know what I'm going to kill? I'm going to kill him right now. Whiskey Nick. Bam. Get out of here.
Oh, my God, dick.
The fuck? What the fuck, man? You can't just kill me off like that.
Now it's the zombie expansion of Serious Business.
Fellas.
The zombie expansion.
Fellas, if you're considering saying Sorrow, don't, because PETA will take care of that eventually, so.
Oh, Sorrow. No. Yeah, I have, like, all these people on my ignore list, but I don't interact with them, so it's not like that's fair to say them. Has to be somebody who's, like, terrible enough that I don't want to read their posts, but for whatever reason, I don't have them
ignored. Bio Lizard.
I thought of Bio first. but he fills that role that we need to have somebody on the board as, like, a horrible example. Like, don't be this guy.
So do you want to be worse than him, or
Ed? I don't see the Smurf Academy around, Ed. I don't think we need that example.
We'll just say Ulti.
Mer already, he's doubled that. Well, I guess two people need to take him down, because one person couldn't do it, that's for sure.
No, I think if we're looking out for what's best for the board, I would kill Ulti, yes.
Exactly. Spill that true tea, Eric.
Yes.
I you know what? That would be good for the board, because people could...
I am tired of...
The same jokes.
I'm tired of seeing the bullshit that...
The same exact format of posts. Yes. And he does the same exact thing in every topic. There's a topic, and he just says something incredulous that's, like, semi-related to it, but not really related to it, and gets a bunch of dumb posts going.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel bad, because I... You know, we had that whole incident where I made that top list and I put him at, like, number 359, and it was, like, this huge ordeal, and then we, like...
Oh, that was great.
No, he, like, apologized to me, and then, like, he mellowed out because of it, I think, but he's back to it again. Like, and I told him that. I said, you know, dude, you're doing it again.
Why did you tell him directly? That's so stupid. Just make another top 350 user list and put him in last place again.
Honestly, like, I might as well just do that, because what I'm telling him directly didn't seem to do... So,
yeah. Do is right up. Just give up on the project. But
just be like, I'm not going to do this again. But if I did, here's what the bottom would look like.
You pretend you're going to do it all. You build some hype like Smurf. You know, you get like 50 posts before you do
like Smurf.
50 posts before I do this write up, and then you do your big ulti write up. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is so good, and then you just leave it waiting for months. But ulti's already been put in its place. So that's great.
Yeah,
you should do a write up for me too, though.
Yeah, and murder.
All right, well, you're going to be low on the list then, too, because I can't skip ahead.
No, you can just skip to, like, number, like, 7 or whatever I am on your list.
No, I can't do that. That's against the format. Don't you know anything about projects?
Winners, bros everywhere. Every bro is a winner. Am I right, Nick?
Dude, bros are always winners. We can't lose. We're bro.
Losers, Andel, Lefty. Any other losers? Anyone else?
Yeah, we should. I want to read Red Rocket. This is from a while ago. I want to read one or two quotes from that topic.
Red Rocket.
From
Red Rocket's when you jerk off a dog, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Nick.
I just wanted to make sure.
From that topic where people were complaining about, like, Barkley Jordan not getting in, one of Red Rocket's quotes were, "I'm archiving this topic. When the bracket comes out, if any of you anti-Barkley guys are complaining about too much crappy fodder, I'm going to shove this topic down your fucking throats."
Oh, God.
It is true, though.
Red Rocket does have a point.
He makes a valid argument.
That's a real legitimate point, Wiggs.
This is truly
funny. Sounds like Wiggs is pretty butthurt.
No, I just think it's really funny. It
sounds like that's pretty overrated.
Have you seen the quotes I posted?
That's terrible. Terrible.
Bio. It's in the fucking database of this website. It's in the fucking database.
Bio.
Oh my god.
Angry. I don't believe it.
Nick, I want to change my answer for who I want to kill now. Because Ed Bellis is killing Ulti, I'm going to kill Zach Dorn so that the Board 8 Wiki can actually be funny.
Oh, yeah, Zach's a good one, too. Ooh.
Oh, my God. That would be the best improvement to the board, because the Wiki would become 10 times better.
I know.
If the Wiki could be genuine and honest about, like, who the users are, and just be like, yo, like, BioLizard is one of the primary fucking faggot users on Board 8. Like, that would be the beginning of the article. Like, that would
be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing if a bus fell on Zachnorn?
What an awful, excellent way to die. All right.
It's just like a giant bus.
So what if there was this, like, giant bus, and then he died?
Like, it just fell out of the sky, out of a plane. Like, they were moving buses from Europe to North America, and it fell out of a plane. And it landed on Zachnorn, and there was video of this, so we could all watch it. And his guts were just everywhere. And even better if, like, Bio and Ulti were there to watch it, and they got Zachnorn guts all over them. That would be
the thing is, he would have to have, like, a shirt on or something that said, like, "My name is Zachnorn," so we could, like, confirm that it was him.
I'm almost positive Zachnorn has a shirt that just says Zachnorn.
What if there's someone named Zachnorn? Zachnorn? We need more proof. We need, like,
Zachnorn.
My name is Zachnorn. I'm the admin of the Bio Wiki. And I'm kind of gay.
It says
Zachnorn. No, like he'll yell out, like, as the bus is flying outside, I'll be like, "Mur was talking first," and then, like, he'll die, and then we'll know it's him.
All right, Mur, sorry. Say your point.
I was gonna say, like, he'd be standing in a field, and then the bus would fall and crash on him, and the guts would get all over Ulti and whoever else was there, and then Sorrow's abandoned cat from 10 years ago would come out of the grass in the field and pee all over his dead body.
Dude, did you see Sorrow got a new cat and it got stuck in his couch?
Yeah, I know. Why is he such a fucking crazy ass animal abuser?
Just stop getting cats.
Someone's gotta call PETA. All right.
PETA.
One post winners. Let's do this.
Oh God. I haven't looked at any of these.
Oh, well, don't look at them.
I'm not going to. I never do. I like to have you read them.
Yes.
Yes.
FF Master Jose.
I love that guy's name.
Sigh. Looks like I'm going to have to buy a new power cord for my Xbox 360 soon. The one I have now has to be breaking. Whenever I turn my Xbox on, the fan inside tweaks out and makes a bunch of weird noises. I usually just fix it the old-fashioned American way by hitting it until it becomes quiet. But I know I'm going to need to get a new one soon. I hope it's not too expensive.
That was underwhelming.
Where's B8 is my blog? We need you.
If that was the first one, I hope to God the next three are better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're building up to something.
Oh, that's how I always do it, dramatically. God. All right, this one's from Koryashi.
I don't know who that is.
So, the contest starts November 2nd. Guru time? A week away seems pretty good, and I do like Guru, even though I place just about last every year. Yup. What a ridiculously awkward topic.
Damn, placing last, that's pretty harsh. I mean,
didn't Rusty place last year? Or...
Rusty sucks. Let's not get started on Rusty again.
I have a list of this. Here, hold on.
Ed, stop mentioning that guy.
Fuck, Rusty's terrible. He can't even get a working microphone.
Grand Kirby, why am I still single, and why did I get married on TV on opposite channels right now? That's kind of funny.
What?
There, that's a list of everybody that's gotten last place in the Guru.
That's the only time.
Oh, so
nice.
It is the Ed Bellis Award for excellence in the field of Ed Bellis, because I'm so good at predicting these that I have an award named after.
Mad it over Mario. Book it.
Hell yes.
All right, this one's from Ertu. It's been a while since we had Ertu one.
God, yes.
Start the contest already. Why are we taking so long to start this contest? Start it now, CO. We can get those thing on.
I love Ertu.
My favorite Ertu.
What a bro. Ertu was on the bro list above Ed Bellis and Wiggs, just to mention for everybody.
Was I even on the bro list?
No, you weren't. That's why you suck worse than Ertu, because Ertu made the bro list.
Mer, what's your joke about the Grand Kirby one, the single married one?
Well, I was going to say it, but then you guys always talk over me. I was going to say him saying "that's kind of funny" is the only time anyone's found Tyler Perry's movies funny at all. That's all it was. It
that was funny. Worth his way back for. Okay.
My favorite Tyler Perry thing, this is quote, I love, "winner of one V token, a dot end gold trophy."
I bet Palmer thinks Tyler Perry movies are funny.
Did we ever figure out where Ertu's gold trophy came from? I think this was asked of him repeatedly, and he never said.
From Naruto.
He survey. Just stole it from Naruto.
The survey says response this week.
Oh,
who
it.
would you kill if you could kill one person on BA? Give the person and a reason why, and the best response will make it on the show, and you could be like Whiskey Nick and get drunk with me.
Yeah, guys, you want to get drunk with Ice Hawk on Serious Business? Seriously, this is the best time I've had tonight.
Tonight.
Why is it not what an honor.
Seriously, he'll put out.
What an honor to hear.
I would not put out for Ice Hawk. I'd put out for Myrrh, not Ice Hawk.
Hell yeah.
Hey, are you Canadian?
That's right, eh? Me and my buddies, eh? We were going out, eh? Get drunk, eh?
That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be better next week, I hope.
No, we'll be better like in a year when we do another episode.
As if we'll have a show next week.
No, Wednesdays is the new day. It'll be every...
Yeah, Wednesday is the new day,
guys. Guys, I'd like to apologize right now. Isak, I feel like I've been very disrespectful of your show tonight with my drunken stupidity.
You know
I feel like I've...
You know, it's
I've hurt the credibility of Serious Business tonight with my total lack of caring about the show at all. I feel that I've drunk too much whiskey, which, if possible, too much.
You should consider a show where you not a We Came to Play, just maybe a We Came to Play. You get drunk during
we
the show,
came to
and then at the end you just kind of rant for a while.
See, don't even worry about it, because this episode existing is an insult to the show, so I think you're okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the second time I've been on Serious Business, and I feel like I wasn't serious or business today.
Well, that's always a problem. But
it's okay, because the title is meant to be taken ironically.
Isak's never going to let me come on Serious Business again, because I drank too much and was not... supportive of his homosexuality.
Well, look, maybe you should see a psychologist. We're almost out of time. Look.
It's time. Bye, bye, everyone. Fuck bitches with boardies. Listen to RPG Lord's long-winded apologies and
you say care. RPG love.
Yeah,
RPG,
bro.
RPG just, love in the special sauce.
Just pop all night. Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Wiggs is depressed.
What?
Wiggs barely talked.
What?
This is stoned. So that's it. Have a great day next week.
Thank you for your time.
Next Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to Gamer's reaction when I hand this off to him. It's gonna be the blast.
By the way, Wiggs, did you listen to the show yet?
Oh yeah, that was great. I loved it.
Yeah, he promised.
I listened to the first two episodes. Stuff. They were really good. They were
the last one, though?
First portion of the bracket, you know.
Yeah. What about the last one? You were supposed to listen to that.
No, I haven't gotten into the second one yet. I listened to the first one.
Oh, so you lied down, Gamer.
What? No, I listened to the first one.
But you were supposed to listen to this one.
Not yet. I haven't got around to it yet.
But you were supposed to do it now.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it. I listened to it right now.
Isak, I don't think you actually were drinking too much. You sound fairly coherent and sober.
I'm not a pussy.
You're not a what?
I'm not a pussy.
Pussy? I just think you had, like, one beer and called that drinking.
No, I had several beers. Several beers.
Wait, Ed Bell is still on the show, right?
I'm 6'3". I'm
6'3".
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Isak is 4 inches taller than me. I feel like less of a man now.
You should.
Don't worry. His rectum is very dilated.
That's a good one. At least it's circumcised.
Your rectum is circumcised.
What?
Is that what you're telling me right now? let me just back up a second. Your rectum is circumcised.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that point.
Did that, like, that must have hurt like fuck. Like, that had to have got infected. Because
I thought they only did that in, like...
I heard something about cocks. God.
Cocks?
Yes, cocks.
Cocks? Yeah,
you would hear everything as cocks, but no one even mentioned that. Cause
well, I don't really like talking about butts.
You like talking about cocks instead, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable talking about cocks than about assholes.
Maybe you're actually talking about the other because you don't know what the terms are for either of them, apparently.
Yeah, rectum, what's that?
Dude, I've never seen a rectum before, what the fuck?
Isak is a bottom bitch.
Murr, would you fuck Isak?
Never. He already tried to get me to say yes to that question. It will never happen.
He would. It's so true.
He was all like, "When
Murr,
I made
Murr,
my...
Murr, Murr, Murr. What if you were totally drunk and like on acid?"
I would call my mom in that situation.
You'd be too wasted.
You'd call your mom and be like, I'm about to fuck Ice Hawk. Please stop me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mer, when I told you that you wanted to fuck me, I was in a low point in my life. This girl just rejected me, and I needed a gay dude to say he'd fuck me. So
bro,
I feel
like
that about myself.
I was making my top 10 board haters I'd fuck list, and you're like, oh, am I going to be on it? Am I going to be on it? I'm like, probably not. And you're like, oh, but I do MMA, and I have muscles, and dude, no, seriously, you gotta believe me. And you, like, posted pictures of me, of your face, and I'm like, not impressed, dude, sit down. And you're like,
no,
but dude, my legs are really strong. And then one time you bragged to me about how good your ass was one time. You were
yeah,
like, trying.
It's great.
You're like, my ass is so much better than Mer's, like, trying to make me jealous about it. I'm like, you really are trying to claim heterosexuality right now, I suck.
Yeah,
really.
Easily.
His ass is like a Hot Pocket, dude, man. You'd fuck that thing, and you'd feel like you were microwaving your dick.
You know, sometimes you just need a gay dude to say fuck you to feel better about yourself, you know?
Riggs, I hope you're still recording.
This
is part of the episode.
Gay dudes are just so shallow. It's like, if they say they fuck you, you're fine. Then every girl's going to want to fuck you.
It's not shallow. Mer would only fuck, like, the highest quality gays.
Premium gays.
Only the premiums. Only the Chippendales.
The kind you get in, like Slovenia.
The 99%, man. Mer is Occupy gay.
Mer only fucks
fine
the kind of
imported
men.
Gay.
Mer only fucks the kind of men that dance naked for middle-aged women. That's the only kind he'll do.
What?
Chippendale.
That's not true. I saw Mer post a video about him having sex with, like, ugly guys.
Are you telling me Mer's all about the personality?
Mer loves personality.
Look, you can't fuck a personality. That's all I gotta say about that.
You can fuck their personality.
I'd like to see a porn with Ed Bellis and Mer having sex. I think that would probably
be the most awkwardly hilarious thing imaginable. Because neither of us would take it seriously.
We'd be like, hey,
it'd be the greatest moment.
You guys are very, very different tiers of gay. It'd be a weird, Ed's more of the touchy feely gay,
and Mer's omni gay.
You know, okay.
Mer's the Adam Lambert in your face gay. So.
Okay, how is Ed Bellis more touchy feely than me?
Because you're
not touchy feely about being gay. I'm just touchy feely.
Have you read his mafia write ups about his life? Jesus.
Do you want to see a video of me?
Don't do it. Don't post the video because they're gonna notice the guy who's gay in the corner that you say is straight, but he's gay.
You're making them want to see it even more right now. I hope. You know.
No, I really don't care about this.
Mer is riding this guy who looks like Endgamer in this video.
What? He's riding somebody?
He's riding him. He literally rides this guy.
No, I'm not going to click that. I'm not going to click it.
Did you film porn of yourself and post it somewhere?
No, it's not porn because it's YouTube. He got away with it, but it was pretty gay.
I don't think I'm going to click that link. And you know what I think? That's just not a click you clink.
It's so funny. It's seriously such a funny fucking video.
Is it set to some kind of hilarious song?
Wiggs is waiting for us to sign off. Apparently the episode's not done yet.
Yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep talking about me and Bellis in a porn.
I'm out of here. See you guys. Have a good day. You can do it without me. Let's just freestyle.
Can't.
Freestyle, Ed. Freestyle.
Can we freestyle rap off?
Sucks!